you're right, there was a lot of anger, and indeed a lot of anger in Sligo, in the businesses, and indeed constituents there who use vitamins and food supplements to try and help to stay healthy. It just didn't make sense, to be honest. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. We want people to be healthier. We want people to stay out of our hospitals and to live better lives. Yet at the same time, what the Revenue Commission were doing, we're basically saying that we're going to tax people for doing so. It, you know, for me personally, there was an awful lot of anger expressed from businesses and the people with disabilities, people who need these, you know, supplements and vitamins to stay healthy. And it just didn't make any sense. So, look, it can be welcomed today, but at the same time, too, it's not the end of the story. The Minister has started now a new investigation into how the concerns of the retailers can be addressed. But for now, I'm glad to see that the vitamins will not be increasing, and it's a common sense measure.
For a number of people who depend on these vitamins would be very cautious as regards a cash spend or a disposable income. They will be saying it's a measure that has kicked the can down the road a little bit. The 1st of November, unfortunately, it's not too far away. Should moves maybe now be put in place to try and defer this indefinitely?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, this decision has been reached today following ministerial intervention, but that has only come about because public pressure on the issue. There has been an awful lot of concern, and rightly so. The process now is they're trying to differentiate between food supplements, and there's an awful lot of products used for other means that aren't really in the same category as vitamins and health supplements. As it is now, there's a number of products there that don't have a vast percentage on them, and I think what the Minister is trying to do now is to differentiate between the actual products that help to lead healthy and happy lives and then the products that are, you know, for other purposes. But that's a process that's going to be ongoing now. I think the people have spoken on this issue. People have let the Minister know and let the Revenue Commissioners know their anger.